my cigarette against a yellow saucer and ignore the breakfast dishes. Leaning in the sink on the farm with Auntie M. Topeka sounded so much better. I was just a lot younger then. That's what I think. That's what I think. In the living room, I step across fortress made of pillows, pick up Barbies and the Legos scattered on the floor. Almost drop them when the fur-faced lion sitting on the sofa says, you know, I'm not such a dandelion anymore. Anymore. Have you seen my ruby shoes? Where's the girl who wore them? Tell me, where's the girl in a ruby shoes? I'm wiping down the windows when the city silver tower shines just like my tin man I rescued with his oil can. My toes tap out a two-step they once did on yellow cobbles. If I found those red shoes, would my feet dance again? Would they dance again? Have you seen my ruby shoes? Where's the girl who wore them? Tell me, where's the girl in her ruby shoes? Kids' rooms, pantry shelves and hall. My house is shook and shaken. I'm standing in the middle, empty-handed and still barefoot. Just one thing I recall. Press my heels together three times. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
That is Leah Kaufman with Ruby Shoes, and there is indeed no place like home. This is off of her new album, On to Something Fine, CD release party at the Arts Center this Friday. Well, we are spotlighting this terrific album this hour, and Leah Kaufman joins us now in the studio. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to see you, Aaron.
That's such a great song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I really empathize with Dorothy. I think a lot of us reach a point where you look back and go, wait a minute, it was really good the way it used to be. How am I going to get back to that?
And this is just one track off of this incredible new album called On to Something Fine, which sort of celebrates kind of the move that you made from Seattle to North Carolina a couple of years ago.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. It was a bigger change, bigger sea change or culture shift than I was expecting when I got here. And it took a long time before this started feeling like home and felt like coming here really was moving on to something fine.
Mm-hmm. So speaking with Leah Kaufman, and Leah was with the Wailing Strangers in the 90s, released a bunch of material with them a couple of years ago, moved to Raleigh. What was it that drove the move?
The main thing was that I wanted to be closer to my family. I've been living on the West Coast for almost 30 years. Went out there for graduate school back in 1986, and it was time to come back and try to reduce some of that distance. Mm.
So tell me about this album. It's called On to Something Fine. It's not just you. It's this incredible cast of characters and these terrific musicians, including, you said, Danny Gotham was playing on that one. Yeah. So how did it all come together?
I went to Danny Gotham teaches a couple of different music weekends, and there's one he holds at the end of August called Pick and Bow. And if you're a musician, you play any kind of stringed instrument, bass, mandolin, fiddle, or guitar, I would strongly recommend you check it out. It's a great community, great instructors. And that's what got me into the music scene here, was meeting the musicians there. And in fact, John Shane, who produced the album and plays on it, was one of the instructors, and that's how I met John. And it was with his encouragement, and actually with Danny's encouragement. Danny was the one who kept looking at me going, you got to make a CD. When are you making a CD?
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, I didn't meet just Danny and John. I met Isabel Taylor, who sings on the album. I met through John, F.J. Ventry, who plays bass. I also met through Danny, Maria Fairchild, who plays banjo, and Ted Earhart, who plays fiddle. And then Bill Newton from the Duke Street Dogs, who plays at the Blue Note Grill. He is one of the best harmonica players I have ever met. And he's playing harmonica on the album. And then Chris Frank from the Red Clay Ramblers is playing accordion on it. So this is a really wonderful, tight, incredibly talented music community, and it's my favorite thing about the album is that they all came together on this project.
And they're all going to be coming together on Friday night at the Art Center, right?
Pretty much everybody. Yeah. There's not quite everybody's going to be there, but there's going to be 12 musicians going on and
That's
off the
awesome.
Stage.
Really cool. Speaking with Leah Kaufman again, the album is called On to Something Fine. It's out now, right?
Yes, and you can get it. You can download it off of iTunes or from Amazon Music. It's also available if you just like to stream it off of SoundCloud. You can also find tracks on my website, LeahK.com.
How long had it been? I should have looked this up before we started. How long had it been between albums for you?
Ah. You're getting back into the old days. I recorded my first album in 1999 back in Seattle and had planned to do another one about 3 years later, and life just got in the way.
So what is it? So what is the feeling like to get back into it again after all that
time? It is the most
time?
Reviving, enriching thing ever. And I got to tell you, I am what's the opposite of a cautionary tale? It should be an inspirational tale that if you've put something aside, something you love to do, whether it's art or sailing or photography or music of any kind, you can come back to it even if you haven't touched it in a decade. And you can find people that will share that passion and will celebrate the fact that you're doing it. And it's really worth it.
And here in the Triangle, like, God, the music scene is just incredible. And the one thing I know about Danny Gotham is that he knows literally everybody,
yeah,
right?
He
like,
does.
Doesn't he? Yeah. It really is true. So that's terrific. And who are some of the other people that are with you on this album?
Well, John Shane is one of the finest guitar players I have ever met in my life. He's mostly known as a Piedmont blues-style guitar player, but he's an impeccable songwriter. And his ability to take any song and improvise on it I watch him and I just sit back and go, oh, that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
So he's fantastic. I have some of the best local vocalists singing with me. Isabel Taylor, Barry Gray, who's one of the North Carolina Artist Grants recipients this year. He's actually going to be recording an album with John Shane producing it. And he's just insightful and clear-voiced. And then Lynn Blakey from Tres Chicas is one of the best female voices in the area. She's clear and beautiful and lucid. And it was a privilege to sing with them on this album.
And I know we're going to hear Lynn Blakey on the next track that we're going to be playing, which is Flying Over Jordan. And there's so many great songs on this, including a couple that, I mean, we were talking before we started, got selected for a music festival in Florida, right?
Yeah, I'd like to point out that Ruby Shoes was a finalist in a recent songwriting competition up in Livingston, Virginia at, I'm blanking out on the name of the coffee shop and bookstore. But it was a great experience to go up and play in that competition. And I found out 2 days ago that my songs Lila and Lullaby are selected were finalists, made me a finalist in the South Florida Folk Festival songwriting competition.
Awesome.
So I'll be going down there in the middle of January to go perform the songs and perform at the festival.
Congratulations. Again, if you're listening out there, the album is out. You can get more information on it at Leah's website, which is leahk.com, L-E-A-H-K.com is the website. But head to the Art Center on Friday at 8 p.m. Leah Kaufman's going to be on stage. All-star cast of musicians from the Triangle, some really terrific people up on stage with her who all came together to make this album possible. What do you want people to take away from the album, if anything?
I want them to take away I hope that the stories, because a lot of my songwriting is story-based, that they find a story that resonates with them, that they want to keep going back to and listening to again and again, because it makes them feel good and it goes through their head. And it's not one of those mind worms that you can't get rid of, but it makes you happy every time you hear it.
Well, the concert's at the Art Center this Friday at 8 p.m. ArtCenterLive.org is the website there for more information, including tickets. Leah Kaufman's going to be on stage with a great, great cast of musicians behind her who all came together to make this album possible. So we're going to let you go here in a minute, but I want you to set up this next track, Flying Over Jordan. What is it? What is it about? Who's on it with you?
Flying Over Jordan is a really special song for me. Some songs take a long time to write. This was a relatively simple one. I started out with that first line, when the darkness sends me on my way, I'll be flying over Jordan. And this idea, this experience of what it could be like to move on to the other side, and that it could be something essentially happy and being reunited with those that you love, especially someone who's particularly dear to you. And on this recording of it, we have Alan Love playing dobro. We have Barry Gray and Lynn Blakey singing harmonies with me. Ted Erhard playing fiddle and F.J. Ventre playing beautiful, beautiful bass.
It's a really terrific song. The album is called On to Something Fine. This is Leah Kaufman with Flying Over Jordan.
When the darkness sends me on my way, I'll be flying over Jordan. When the darkness sends me on my way, I'll be flying over Jordan. This boat that takes me there knows to row as it moves through the air. Strange that these hands, so calloused and worn, can now lie empty and free. When the darkness sends me on my that I knew before. Sweet will I sleep in my darling's embrace, together forevermore. When the darkness sends me on. my way. I'll be flying over Jordan when the darkness sends me on my way. I'll be flying over Jordan. I'll be flying over Jordan.
Leah Kaufman with Flying Over Jordan. That is off of On to Something Fine, and that is such a terrific song. I love that. And you were saying while that was playing, that's the favorite song of a lot of the people who worked on the album too, right?
Yeah, it's one of the ones they had took the most joy in recording and working on with me.
Yeah. So what's next? Do you know what's next yet?
I have about half a dozen songs for the next album. I have this sense of urgency. There was a stretch of time where I wasn't playing and recording and singing and performing, and now that I'm back into it, I really am passionate, and John Shane will tell you, really driven to get better at everything and to keep writing and to see what's possible. Mm-hmm.
And working with all these people, and John Shane as producer, you were saying such a terrific job on so many of these songs. Like, it's lightning in a bottle and you can capture it again.
Like, yeah, that's actually that's one of the best reasons to work with other musicians, is to see what they hear and what they try on the things that you've written.
Mm-hmm.
Every time in the studio, every time somebody came in to record their track on the album, when they hit the right thing, I would start crying because I had no idea that that's what the song would sound like with their part on it.
Yeah.
And it became a running joke. It's like, is she crying yet? Is she crying?
Then we're not doing it right. Do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
So what else do people need to know about the album, about the show, about the songs?
Let's see. I think the best thing is that I want to give a shout out to everybody I know who has fallen in love with the album. And this is just sort of a testament to the music community here, that the friends I have and the people that know me through music are some of the staunchest, most amazing people ever. And I think that speaks well for the community. And the concerts I go to, the audiences here are absolutely fantastic. And my heart and my love goes out to everybody here who supports local musicians. And thank you for being our friends and for listening to us. And we hope you're getting back as much as you're giving to us.
I'm going to plug the Art Center show one more time. But before I do, where else are you going to be performing in the future?
That's a great question. I actually don't have any local gigs planned right now, but there are a couple of house concerts that it looks like I'll be doing early in January and February. Isabel Taylor and I often perform as a duo, and so you can expect to see both of our names together. We actually have a short tour that we are putting together in Seattle for the spring.
Nice.
So, just keep listening. You'll see our name pop up on concert calendars. We're going to be doing a lot of performing this coming year.
Awesome. Well, the album is On to Something Fine. It's available now. One more time, the website, leahk.com, leahk.com, and find all the information that you need. And head to the Art Center this Friday at 8 p.m. for the release party. Leah's going to be there on stage. A lot of the awesome musicians who came together to make this album are going to be on stage with her. So absolutely not to be missed. ArtCenterLive.org is the Art Center's website. Go there for more information about the show, tickets, times, and everything else. Leah Kaufman, this has been great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Aaron. It's been a pleasure.